In October, there was a report in a newspaper that the chancellor of the CSCU system had been doing some expensive meals and using his state credit card in a way that concerned people. And so the governor used his power to ask my office to conduct a special audit. The data we got was staggering. Over 600,000 transactions were sent over to my office. And obviously, it would have taken us years to manually go through each and every one of these things. And given the public's interest in this and the governor asking us to do this quickly, we ended up picking a universe of about 1,000 transactions to look at. And that gave us sort of a representative sample. But what we found, Melissa, was inappropriate spending, a complete disregard for financial practices and procedures, inadequate reporting, misuse of state property, but above all, a poor judgment by the senior leaders of a financially struggling university system.
That's Comptroller Sean Scanlon. You know that voice pretty well. And this was an interview we did with him in December of last year. In fact, it was one day after he released the findings of an audit his office did for the CSCU system. Now, again, we've talked about this before. CSCU oversees a lot of different campuses, over a dozen campuses, including our community colleges, our state colleges. There's one online college as well. And so this impacts a lot of people in Connecticut who are doing their higher education learning through the CSCU system. And news this week is really not sitting well for a lot of reasons with people and lawmakers, certainly, because the head of the Connecticut State College and University System, Terrence Chang, has reached an agreement. He's going to step down. He's going to step down from his role as chancellor. And he came to this agreement with the governing board overseeing the public college system. However, he's still going to be involved with higher education in the state. Not to mention, why in the world did it take months and months after this scathing report became public for this to happen? These are just some of the questions that lawmakers have, including our state Senate Minority Leader, Senator Steve Harding, who is here right now. And Senator Harding, I think you've had some of the, I'd say, most colorful language regarding this decision.
Well,
so I thought you'd be a very interesting person to have on to talk about this.
Well, Melissa, it's always good to be on with you, and I appreciate your work is on the radio, because in a nonpartisan manner, you're always an advocate for your listeners and always an advocate for, I think, good, responsible government here in the state of Connecticut, which unfortunately we've seen over the recent months and frankly years, really a lack thereof in terms of responsible government. And I think this is a glaring example of that. And, you know, Comptroller Scanlon admitted it, that in his report that he conducted, which didn't even review all the transactions, it reviewed a selected 1,000 transactions. And even in only viewing 1/6 of the transactions, he found, as he, in his words, you know, glaring errors in basically unauthorized spending. And in his report and other reporting, lavish expenses towards travel, lavish expenses towards expensive steak dinners, towards dry cleaning, stipends that were given Chancellor Chang, in addition to his $400,000 plus a year salary to move out of the state of New York to move to Connecticut, which he's never done. I mean, so these are all glaring. Errors, and I would argue abuses in a purchase card. And we called for his firing, and we, being the Republican minority, both in the House and the Senate, Representative Candelora joined me in a statement calling for his firing immediately upon the release of this report that all of these unauthorized abuses of taxpayer money was being conducted by Chancellor Chang over an amount of years. And not only was he not fired, essentially, he was given a $440,000 a year job, which is the same exact salary he was or currently is receiving as chancellor. And he's going to be now a consultant for at least a year with the Board of Regents. And when the Board of Regents was asked by good reporters, well, what is this job going to entail? Their exact quote was, "We'll figure it out in the coming weeks." What job, Melissa, in this world are you offered a salary and then told, "We'll figure out what you're going to do later on"?
There's so much wrong with this.
$440,000. Yeah, yeah.
There's so
much wrong with this. In addition to all this, Melissa, in addition to all this, they're now going to have to hire a new chancellor. So they created effectively this new position, which they don't even know what it's going to entail and what they're paying Chancellor Chang for in this new job. But in addition to that, they're going to have to now find a new chancellor that they're going to pay probably the same amount of money, if not more, all on the taxpayer dime, or at least the dime of the tuition of the hardworking students that attend these universities and colleges. It is a blatant misuse of taxpayer money to basically provide a padded job to somebody politically connected. This is everything that people do not like about government. And when people talk about waste in government, it's not just a hyperbole. I mean, this is a glaring example of blatant waste, $500,000 at the least, that we're completely wasting. At somebody, frankly, that should have been fired almost a year ago at this point, when we found out that he was abusing the purchase card system at the taxpayers' expense in the manner that he was.
It's interesting we're having this conversation, Senator Harding, because today up at the Capitol, ironically enough, if you want to call it that, the CEA told us that they're doing their Red for Ed movement, where all the teachers across Connecticut are going up there and they are, you know, looking for more support when it comes to our special education, our trying to fill our teachers. And again, I understand higher ed is different than, you know, public education K-12. I do understand the two difference. But
right.
The thing that they need is money, right? They need investment. We need investment in our K-12 education in Connecticut and in so many different mm-hmm. facets, right? We need to attract and retain teachers. We need to put more into special ed. We need to do all those things. But to your point, Senator Harding, we're about to spend over $400,000 on, first of all, somebody who wasn't just accused. It was proven. There's proof.
Yes.
And we have the comptroller, the governor, people who have all said, yeah, this is inexcusable. We're not setting a good precedent with having somebody like this as the chancellor. I asked Governor Lamont, I said, do you want to fire him? Because you're the one who appointed him. And he said, well, it's not really mm-hmm. up to just me. It's up to an entire, like, a body, which I get. I understand that. But then why is he even being kept in higher education? Why is this man even basically being like, hey, we're just going to shuffle you somewhere else because we got to get you out of the chancellor role? What? What?
Correct. And Melissa, yeah, exactly. What is exactly the utterance that I gave when I found out about this? As does most people on Main Street when they hear news like this, as does most of the students, and even the faculty for that matter, at these universities and colleges that work so hard and are dedicated to providing the best
right.
level of service to these hardworking students that they're trying to get that degree to move on and move forward in a positive manner with their life and to advance their careers. I mean, so when they're paying the tuition that they're paying, and they see the service that they're being provided. And I hear from a lot of these college and university students who talk about the lack of services they receive and the funding they'd like to see. And it's frustrating to me because I know they deserve that investment. We deserve to provide a world-class education to our students here in Connecticut. And for the most part, I think we provide some good colleges and universities. We could do far better. But, you know, that investment gets clouded by the fact that we're wasting $500,000 at the least of that investment on this chancellor getting a job because he's politically connected. I mean, I have a hard time believing we couldn't find better use for that $500,000. Than basically providing a golden parachute, essentially, for Chancellor Chang, when everyone, including the governor, including the comptroller, basically admitted that he abused the purchase card system on the taxpayer dime with expensive steak dinners and lavish travel and hotel stays and limo service. It is obscene what was used in the taxpayer dime by him, and it's inexcusable. And even the governor and comptroller admitted. The frustrating part about it, Melissa, is that the governor and comptroller were both asked about what happened yesterday, and they basically excused it as the Board of Regents. I think the governor even said it was a good decision by the Board of Regents. And so I would have to ask the governor point blank, Governor, you said that he abused the credit card system. You basically admitted it. So how could you think it's a good thing for the people of this state, for the students at the community college and university system within our Connecticut State University system? How could you possibly say that it was a good deal to keep somebody on at $440,000 a year when you don't even know what his task is going to be, when even you admitted that he abused the credit card system, and
right.
even more so, take it out of the university system, take it out of the university system. What does that say to other state employees?
Right. What
type
precedent
of example
there is.
Does that
yep.
say? Yes.
What precedent are
what
you setting by keeping
does
him?
That set?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Correct.
I agree. And, you know, and Senator Harding, I have more I want to talk about on this because I do know that the comptroller also had put together like a 10-point recommendation following this audit. That was supposed to be discussed during the legislative session, which I know isn't over yet, but I am curious about if there have been any talks about this, especially now that this has come up. The head of the Connecticut State College and University System is stepping down after reports of excessive spending. Chancellor Terrence Chang reached a settlement agreement with the governing board overseeing the public college system, and he will step down the end of June. However, he's going to shift into what they're calling an advisory role. He's still going to get $442,000 a year until his contract is up, which is next July. We're talking to Senate Minority Leader Steve Harding about all of this. And I think a lot of people, again, I have to say, regardless of your political affiliations, if you're not outraged by this or wondering, wait, I need more explanation, then you're letting your politics run just common sense, in my opinion. The thing I have a question about with this, Senator, is... he wasn't the only one who did this. You know, one of the things that I asked the comptroller about when his audit first came out was I said, was this just Terrence Chang? And he said, no, this is actually something that dates back further than Mr. Chang. And there were other people, other administrators, if you will, who were also doing the same thing. So it worries me that certainly, you know, we're only not only if this is what's happening with Chang, that he's going to just move out of the chancellor role but still make the same money but just go into another role, like, hush, hush, let's just get you out of the limelight. How many other people are not even losing their roles? They're just staying there. That and like, so one of the things that the comptroller
right.
said was he was going to create, like, this 10-point plan, you know, to better have oversight, essentially, and that the legislature would look at that. Has that come up at all?
It has come up briefly, and frankly, I've heard nothing else really since that was mentioned, and it's frustrating to say the very least, because, you know, it's one thing to propose something, but ultimately it needs to be passed for it to be effective to address this issue going forward, and most importantly, to ensure that stuff like this never happens again. And what I fear is that if we don't learn from this, if we don't pass legislation to create a plan which provides more oversight over state employees that potentially are abusing the system, or at least put protections in place so stuff like this never happens again with purchase cards, whether it be within the university system of Connecticut, whether it be any other department on the taxpayer dime. If we don't learn from this, it's bound to repeat itself once again. And I think that's my biggest concern with the fact that, you know, Governor Lamont and others have called this quote-unquote small ball and have excused, you know, Chancellor Chang's extension of his contract in this $442,000 a year job that doesn't even have any task at the moment to it. You know, all this stuff sets a certain example for state employees that basically, you know, you can go ahead and use the purchase card system however you wish, and there's going to be zero consequences for it because another state employee has basically done this. The governor and other senior state officials have come out and said what he did was wrong. And despite all of that, nothing ever came from it. No legislation ever came from it. And most importantly, there was no consequences for the official that conducted business in this type of manner on the taxpayer dime. So, you know, it cuts both ways, both in legislation and both in consequences for the state employees. What type of example does this set going forward? You're always going to see glaring issues, and you should address them immediately to set an example that we're no longer going to accept this type of behavior, and that's just not being done here.
I think it's very undermining to the average Connecticut resident. And, you know, and to some degree, I understand there's so much going on. There's so much noise. And this is the worry when you look at local and state politics, is that you have bigger distractions that will keep people's, you know, eyes off the road, so to speak. Because when this news first broke, I have to be honest with you, Senator, people were like, oh, good. You know, finally, thank God he should step down. I mean, thank God. And I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. This took 4.5 months unnecessarily. Second of all, he's just getting out of this role. He still has a hand in our higher education. He still is getting the same money he was before. And then after saying that, and I had to explain that to people who were Democrats, Republicans, I don't know what else in between, but many people who were like, wait a minute, it wasn't until you broke that down that the headline said, you know, he's out of a job, and that's what I went with. It's very undermining, though, because the fact that we're going to, like,
absolutely.
People should be able to trust, you know, like, we should be able to trust it to some regard that it's like, hey, if you're going to come out publicly and say that this was wrong, that this guy did this, we need to hold a good precedent, well, then do it. Then do it.
Well, yeah, and not for nothing. That is, I think, what the Board of Regents intended in their release on what occurred. Because not for nothing, and I won't say the reporters, because generally the reporters of the Capitol do a really good job reporting. They have a lot to cover. But there was two particular reporters that reached out to me for a statement and said, what are you thinking about? What's your statement on Chancellor Chang's firing? And I explained to them, well, it's not really a firing. You know that he's being extended for another year plus with his same exact salary. And they go, their exact answer was, what, really?
Right.
I said, yes.
Right.
So it was on purpose that I believe the Board of Regents issued this release to say, oh, well, we fired him, hoping that that was going to be the narrative, as opposed to what really occurred, which is, we're going to create a new job for you because you're our friend or whatever the case may be, and we're going to pay you the same exact amount of money for at least a period of a year on the taxpayer dime, or at least on the student's dime, and then we'll hire a new chancellor in the interim and pay him or her that same exact salary, if not probably more, and more waste of the taxpayer or student's dime. It really is inexcusable on multiple fronts. Not only did the Board of Regents, in my opinion, made a terrible decision on behalf of the taxpayer and behalf of the students, but the Board of Regents, I think, was dishonest on purpose in terms of how they released what occurred with this backroom deal with Chancellor Chang.
And by the way, we have reached out to the Board of Regents. I haven't heard back yet. Maybe we will. But when we do, I certainly want to have them on the show to talk about this, because I think this is, it's a much bigger deal than I think a lot of headlines are even making it out to be. Senator Harding, I thank you for sounding the alarm about it, talking about it here on WICC. We'll see what happens.
Thank you. It's always great to be on with you.